This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got other ways to contact us. Just head up to the website. Contact us, you know. Always a pleasure. As I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, during the breaks when I'm setting up, some of you guys send me some pretty funny stuff. And stuff that really needs to be dealt with. Right? So, you know, look at what's happening. You know, college campuses all across the country. Some of them are open. Some people, you know, are showing up there, what have you. But I think you can see more and more, quote, unquote, distance learning. And we talked about this earlier with Zoe. And these young people, I don't know what it is. What is empowering about two naked women, or almost naked, that look like they're having sex? I mean, I don't get it. Maybe I'm the weird one in the room. I don't know. I don't get it at all. But I see that and everybody cheering them on and how heroic and how empowering. And I think to myself, you know, thank God that they canceled all those racist, violent, rape-insinuating cartoons. Oh, and songs. And yet, this stuff is okay. You listen to hip-hop. I'm not putting the whole industry down because I've heard some clean songs. You listen to rap and hip-hop. And you say to yourself, those are okay. Those are calling out for violence against women. And they're okay. You know, it's just amazing. And this Cardi B song at the end. And she sings, I think the song is called Whores in the House. Well, gee, isn't that apropos based on how they were dancing? So now all of a sudden, slut shaming is bad. Talking against whores is bad. You see where I'm going with all this stuff is bad. But talking about traditional families, well, that's bad now, too. I mean, talking about all that other stuff is good and okay. It's supposed to be acceptable. Right? When it comes to the singing and what they're doing and what's going on at the Grammys, that's all good. It's all entertainment. It's all empowerment. Right? And somehow you're empowered by being okay with wanting to be a whore. I mean, I don't get any of this. And, you know, don't give me that stuff because some of you have sent me emails in the past. I never taught my boys to go scorn as many women as they could. I have two daughters, too. This was not the goal. This was not the game plan. I took out my daughters when they were younger to teach them how a man should treat them. How somebody should value them, if you would. Right? Because you have value. God has value in you. You should have value in yourself. It's amazing. And the boys the same way. My attitude was always the thing. They should see how to treat a woman based on how I'm treating mom. How I'm treating their sisters. How I treat other women. They get it from us. They see how they should be treating women from us. You can send me an email if you want to, joe@therealside.com. You will anyway, eventually, joe@therealside.com. But I mean, think of the size. I'm not going to give out any of the names because I'm even embarrassed. Look at the actions that these women have taken on stage. Look at the songs that they're singing. And those are you supposed to be your role model. They're talking to us about morality. They're talking to us about what President Trump was doing or not doing. And they see no hypocrisy in it whatsoever because one is entertainment. What is art? It's an expression. And the other one's just nasty. So apparently in art, in the art form, in the songs, if you talk about raping women or you're talking about taking advantage of women and all this other stuff, that's just art. If somebody insinuates that you've done it, or maybe a woman was drunk and you were drunk and you had sex and all of a sudden she feels like she's been raped, you're in trouble. All this stuff is just, it is so, it's not even a double standard. It's just, it's absolutely asinine. And by the way, somebody sent me something else I thought was great, which is, you know, we're supposed to listen to the CDC because they're smart, settle science, all this other fun stuff. Weren't these the guys back in the late 50s, early 60s, who said that cigarette smoking does not cause cancer? It is okay to smoke. Look it up. 20 years later, after the, you know, millions of people dying from smoking, all of a sudden it was okay. I mean, it was not okay. I mean, they were wrong. I loved it. That was fantastic. Okay, Newsom. We're very close to his recall. You know that. The guy is squirming like crazy. And everybody's coming to his rescue because they were so full of themselves that they thought that there was no way, no how in any situation Newsom was so great and wonderful that he wasn't going to be recalled. But what's even better, the team that Obama and Pelosi had around him to train him and work with him and get him ready for his presidency, yeah, they were going to run him for president. I don't know if they still will, but they were going to run him for president. And you look at these people and you say to yourself, oh my God, what the heck are you thinking? Anyway, that team has dissipated. They're gone. He's done. Some of you don't believe that, but he's done. Joe Messina, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said,
we are back.
Ain't that a kick in the
head? This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. No, I am not sleeping when I sit back in the chair and close my eyes. Some of you who watch, you know, your eyes get pretty dry with the lights and everything else. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's a little snoozer for a second, but for the most time, it's just simply trying to get the eyes to rest with all the light coming in, as you can see at them. But thanks for asking. I'll get my nap later on, I promise. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, seriously, you know, we've been using, Tammy and I use the MyPillow. And I was amazed to recently find out how many products they have. I mean, how many of you, I knew about the pillows. You saw the sheets, you know, on TV all the time. But I wasn't aware of all the products they have. They have men's slippers. They've got women's slippers, bathroom, all kinds of stuff. And right now, if you go ahead and head up to the website, the MyPillow.com website, and at checkout, if you use the promo code Joe, it's really simple. I mean, seriously, how much easier does it get? But if you use the promo code Joe, you'll get a discount, and it helps us out as well. If you're not one of those people that wants to buy online, 800-872-0353, 800-872-0353 will get you in on our line, and also, I believe, give you the discount as well. So, you know, my listeners will get a good deal if you head up there. It's the stuff that you need. And again, here's what I talk to you about on a regular basis. If you need sheets, if you need towels, if you need blankets, if you need basic stuff, remember that Bed Bath & Beyond threw this guy out. Why are we supporting them? Why are you still shopping there? I mean, really. So let's do what we can to support those people that support us. He is right now funding and financing a whole bunch of great projects out there. He funded Unplanned, the movie. A great movie that would not have gotten made without his help. Just want you aware. Again, 800-872-0353. 800-802. 800-872-0353. 800-872-0353. Or if you order them on the web, just use the promo code Joe. All right. Let me get back to it. Because I got so much I want to... There's so much I want to get out there. You know? Anyway, so Newsom is out there. And he's making the rounds up and down the state, trying to save his scrawny little butt. And he's blaming the recall, which is funny, because Bernie Sanders and the rest of them just as bad. You know, Bernie's blaming it on the right-wingers who don't want to wear masks, who don't want to do it, you know, just want to put everybody else in danger. Line of crock. You guys all know. You're smarter than that. So Newsom accused right-wing militia groups like the Proud Boys, because it plays so well, right? When he got on the microphone, he blamed the Proud Boys and the 3%ers of initiating the recall campaign that appears to set a trigger for the recall. I mean, he hit it. They got over 2 million signatures that they turned in. Now, he did an appearance Tuesday on The View, and I'm sure they just gushed all over him. Joy, see, it's hard to get her name out. She asked him about the petition's organizers who have denied links to QAnon. And you know, that's the funny thing about it. Everything now is racist, homophobic, QAnon, or conspiracy. Nobody on the right, when they put something out there, is correct about it. But there's Democrats that don't line up with what Newsom is doing. You're going to blame QAnon for that, too? The majority, however slight, because when you think about the numbers, the majority of petition signers in Los Angeles or Los Angeles County were Democrats. Because they outnumber the Republicans tremendously. It's like 2.5 or 3-1. Now, Newsom launched an anti-recall website. He directly implicates his Republican rivals by referring to the petition as a Republican recall, suggested those sorts of groups were directly involved in the campaign. Yeah, I know who started that. I know who was on the front end of that. None of them were Proud Boys. None of them were anything but truly mainstream Republicans. Chief proponent of this recall petition supports putting microchips into migrants. Into immigrants, Newsom said. Where does he get this stuff? They make it up as they go because it sounds so horrendous. But isn't that basically what they're talking about doing? Forcing vaccines on people? The other proponents, the top 10 proponents, the people that are behind this are members of the 3%ers, the right-wing militia groups, the Proud Boys. People who support insurrection. Quite literally, enthusiastically support QAnon conspiracies. That's where the origin of this is. No, actually, and he doesn't have the common sense to figure this out on his own. But actually, Gavin, I refuse to call you governor, No, no, you've done this to yourself. And if people started it with the real information, that's what scares you. They got real information on you. Right? I mean, seriously. And it gets better and better and better. Because on his website, he keeps hitting. I don't think there was a paragraph that goes by that doesn't basically say that Newsom's website, also cites Los Angeles Times report that tied the campaign to Proud Boys and QAnon. And recall organizers denied those connections, but he knows better. He calls it a political hit job. See, if you're in California, you know. You know really what's gone down. You know how bad of a governor he actually is. You know how out of touch with mainstream people he actually is. It's amazing. I shouldn't say that, though. It's not surprising. Well, it is amazing, but it's not surprising. They truly are out of touch with the rank and file people, Americans. Not Republican versus Democrat, but they're out of touch with Americans. They're talking about raising gas taxes. They're talking about putting a mileage tax. Think about these things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, last month it was said that about a quarter of the California residents who signed the petition were registered as independents. You got a quarter that are registered. What are the rest? Massive number of Democrats have signed this, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater.
masks are protective, and we
have immunity there, Theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus. Speaking at the White House, President Biden says he'll reach his goal of delivering 100 million COVID-19 vaccines to Americans on Friday. When he took office, he said he wanted to reach the 100 million mark within his first 100 days, putting the deadline at May 2nd. He's 43 days ahead of schedule. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back.
Violin, living it up.
You're almost here, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I always tell you, don't be part of the problem. And it's easy to be part of the problem. Be uninformed. That's how you become part of the problem. We don't want anybody uninformed. We don't want anybody becoming part of the problem. Anyway, talking about Gavin Newsom and his failures. You know, his failures are so much bigger. And they're just calling out the reason we want him to be called it because of masks. No. It is a fact that he can't govern. He doesn't know how, and he's lousy. He's just lousy. He's self-centered. While his kid was going to school, he never mentioned it once. He made sure that other schools in other areas were closed. His restaurants were open. Restaurant. Winery, whatever. And let's get, you know, beyond that. He even openly said he wasn't listening to the CDC. He had his own medical experts, but we couldn't know who they were. He refuses to give out information on the COVID debacle and how bad it's been for us. He blew $33 billion, right, on giving unemployment to criminals. They were still in prison. Prisoners are still in prison. I can't imagine how much money you're making in there. How do you get to $33 billion? I don't know. You know, and so many other failures he's had. And long before this, we're $180 billion in debt because of bad pension deals. You know, the thing about public pension deals is there's no risk in them at all. Not for the person receiving the pension. When the government signs a contract with you, when you're a government employee, you are guaranteed that money every year. You are guaranteed money when you retire. Nobody else is. Nobody I know is like that. And they're not little amounts. They're not 1.2%. You know, the other night, I was listening to a president of a union speak. And he had suggested that the teachers hadn't had a raise, I don't know what it was, 7 years or something ridiculous like that, whatever it was. Which is not a true statement. This is the basic fact. Some states have what they call step and column raises or bonuses or increases. They don't consider that a raise, though. You get 2 to 2.5% a year just because you were there another year. And a step in column means that you can step up by taking certain classes yourself, by increasing your education. Now, I know what you guys, some of you guys in the corporate world, you know that 2%, 1.5% is a big deal. You do really well if you get 1.5% raise. Some get a little bit more than that. Right? So to change the terminology so you feel better about it, or it sounds better, it's easier to slide, it's not good. And there's many, many school boards that put up with this. There's many school boards that have to because of state law. But it's disingenuous to say that there's been no increase in salary. So if your paycheck, has the same gross amount in it today that it did 5 years ago, then yes, you've not received a raise. But if it's gone up $2, you've received a raise. See what I'm saying? Now, Newsom said he's going to fight this recall effort. Joe Biden and other top Democrats have started rallying against. You know, I'd keep Biden away from me if I was him. He's not any more popular than Gavin is. He said, I won't be distracted by this partisan Republican recall, but I will fight it. There's too much at stake. I haven't finished ruining the state yet. No, that's my term, not his. Newsom tweeted on Monday, getting Californians vaccinated is our economic safe. Listen, God, he's such a putz. I'm trying to be clean here. We are the worst. We are the worst when it comes to administering the vaccine, getting it out to the people who need it. We are the worst. And we keep tripping over. He has created a divide. Everything the man has touched from a government standpoint, he has screwed up. The unemployment, the opening or closing of schools, the administering of the shots. He blew, what was it, a bunch of shots. I don't know how many there were. I don't want to say because I'm not sure. But I'm talking tens of thousands. Because he couldn't get them administered in time. Yeah, he could have. See, they didn't have the system in place. The system wasn't working. Throw them in the back of a truck. Take them to Skid Row or somewhere else. Get those shots. Go to the nearest, old folks home. Anything. Not throw them away. I won't be distracted by this partisan Republican recall. Getting Californians vaccinated, our economy safely reopened, and our kids back in school are simply too important. Gavin, you could have done this months ago. You had the ability. Nothing is changing. From a standpoint, you're looking at how many COVID cases per 100,000, and that's what's dictating this and dictating that. In Los Angeles County, some of you know I'm on a school board, one of my fights, my constant fight, my constant mantra is, why are we suffering? It's the same argument I have for the rest of the country. Why is my area suffering? Because L.A. proper can't get their act together. I want to know. We were doing better with all of this than they were. So if they're not following the rules, we have to suffer. It's the same thing. Why are we bailing out New York? Why are we bailing out California? You know, the federal taxpayer from Idaho. They did a good job with their money. Why are they paying for the mismanagement of money in California and New York? It's not right, and it just shows you they don't care about you. Newsom reiterated his intent to campaign against the recall. The governor said that he was, of course, worried about the campaign. He said, he's taking it seriously. Good. You haven't done your job yet. You say you have, but you haven't. I have to do my job every single day, but I'm going to fight this thing. You know, think about, and it's not even hypocrisy. Think about how much smarter and better he feels than you. When he gets behind a microphone, first of all, with a mask on, which is just asinine, take the mask off. You sound muffled. There are people that are further than 6 feet away from you. Unless you're yelling at the microphone, there's no reason for you to have one on. Give the speech, wipe it all down, put your mic back on immediately, a mask, if it makes you feel better. It's just nuts. He said, but I'm going to fight this thing because I'm going to fight for California values and things I hold dear. Notice he said things he holds dear. Because California values, frankly, he's not there. Really, he's not. I mean, his approval rating is in the tank. California values, you mean people wanting the ability to roam freely throughout the state? Not have to pay the highest gas taxes in the country? Is that what the California values are? Higher taxes? That's what we want? I don't think so. Won't you allow me to have our kids genetically neutered at, 3, 4, 5 years old, whatever it is? No, we don't want that either. And the other funny thing about all of this is he was the one that started, the gay marriage movement up there in San Francisco when he was mayor up there. The values we hold dear, realize that the regular voting, California voted against gay marriage, and then it wasn't put a constitutional amendment in against gay marriage. So I'm sorry, where exactly, what California values are you talking about? This is the same guy that's allowing dope distributors to get their vaccine first, before elders, before first responders, or in the same realm as first responders. It's just amazing. And his recall is simply a far-right conspiracy. Because without defending himself on any of the stuff that they're calling him out on, this at least will make it look like the right's coming against him. And those on the left who are uneducated and don't think it through and really don't understand will buy that and go with it. But what does my heart good, what warms my heart, is the fact that a large percentage of these signatures that have already been verified are from Democrats, are from independents. It's not like 80-20. It's not like 70-30. The 30 is broken up between independents and Democrats. No, my friends. It's closer to half and half and growing. I think it's wonderful myself. And again, you've got Biden, Pocahontas, and a few others that are pushing for this to go away. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Welcome back. Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, you know what? Enough on Gavin Newsom. I mean, really. How many times can you throw up in your mouth in one night? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Now, look, I know this is going to be hard for you to believe. Right? But I found Democrat legislators that care about your kids. No, really care about your kids. So Democrats introduce a bill banning transgender reassignment procedures on minors. And his colleagues are going out of their minds. Now, here's the deal. I've always said this, and I mean it. Whatever you want to do to your body when you're an adult, go for it. And if you want to talk about science, let's talk about when adults can really make a decision that big about gender reassignment, because that's really what it is, right? So a Democrat in South Carolina is under fire from his Democrat colleagues over his decision to author a bill banning the performance of transgender reassignment procedures on minors. Now, the bill called, so here's the thing about it. We always hear about science. It's about science. It's settled science. It's science, science, science. We have to do what science says. Let me tell you what science says. Science is, when it comes to biology, when it comes to this gender stuff. First off, the hormone blockers they want to give you doesn't just block the hormones. They block other chemical makeups in your body, other things that are happening in your body at young ages so that you get stronger bones, so that things develop or finish developing the way they should. They want to stop all of that. And they're lying to you when they say, as they do in a, there's a Boston clinic, I can't mention their name, but they're lying to you when they say that this is reversible or that it picks up where it stops. So all of a sudden, if your 9-year-old says, your 9-year-old female says, I really believe I'm male, and they start giving her hormone blockers, and then at 16 to 17, she says, oh, no, no, that was a mistake. I'm a girl. I want to be a girl. Nothing starts to grow again. It doesn't pick up where it left off. There's a problem with it. We don't know the kind of issues there are later on in life. We do have some, there are some studies that have been done, and they're problematic. The bill is called the South Carolina Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. Great, great. From a Democrat. Sponsored by Democrat State Representative Cesar McKnight. It prohibits the performance of any and all medical procedures aimed at altering a minor's sex or gender, including hormone treatments and surgical operations. On a minor. Are you listening? It's an adult. This is a minor. A lot of you parents out there start feeling sorry for your kids. Say, I feel like I should be this. I'm sad. Get them to a doctor. Get them to a psychiatrist to help them work through some of their issues. And I don't care how much, like, you know what? Don't even bother sending your emails to me. If you're going to tell me what a bad guy I am, I'm transphobic or whatever, don't bother. Because they don't bother me. But if they make you feel better, go for it. I'd love to read some of those on the air. The bill also defines one's sex as a biological state of being male or female based on the individual's sex organs, chromosomes, and other hormone profiles. So they're following science. Oh my God. How are you going to handle that? What are you going to do with all that, right? And already they're screaming at him. Because, you know, now they're calling him transphobic, if you would. Now, you'd never see something like this in California. This would like, forget about it. But see, I think Republicans should bring this kind of legislation to the floor. Let them turn it down. Let them bring in people, doctors and others, to talk about what's going on, right? Goes on to say that no person, the bill actually says, no person shall engage in counsel, make a referral for, or cause any of the following practices to be performed upon a minor if the practice is performed for the purpose of attempting to alter the appearance of or affirm the minor's perception of the minor's gender or sex. If that perception is inconsistent with the minor's sex as defined in this chapter. 1. Prescribing, dispensing, administering, or otherwise supplying puberty blocker medication to stop or delay normal puberty would be against this law. Prescribing, dispensing, administering, or otherwise supplying doses of testosterone or other androgens to females, against the law. Prescribing, dispensing, administering, or otherwise supplying doses of estrogen to males, against the law. Performing surgeries that sterilize, including castration, vasectomies, hysterectomies. Really? I mean, seriously. I can't read some of these other ones. Not because I can't pronounce them, because I know what they are and whatever. Performing surgeries that artificially construct tissue with the appearance of genitalia that differs from the individual sex. Again, against the law. Removing any healthy or non-disease body part or tissue. This is great. I think this is wonderful. Let's sit down and talk it through. Let's explain to me. I want somebody from the science world to sit down and tell me why this is okay. Why would this be okay? I mean, really, think about it. McKnight, who is the member of the Legislative Black Caucus, told the Associated Press recently that his constituents, most of whom are black, are largely supportive of the mission. The black community is so... This is what makes me nuts. This and other things, obviously. But the black community is so much more in line with traditional values. I know they hate that word, by the way. You just could hear a whole bunch of Democrats falling down. They're so much more in line with traditional values, traditional marriage. They're against, especially against, third trimester abortions. There's so much more in line in that. There's so much more in line, you know, with basic traditional religious, you know, traditions, if you would. And yet, every time somebody gets up there, every time some white legislator gets up there or another legislator, they're doing it for the betterment of the black community. Just amazing. And he's right. And that's why I say to you, the black community, I don't understand why more and more and more of them aren't Republicans and or conservatives. I mean, I realize the Republican Party has let a lot of us down big time. Black Democrats tend to be more conservative than white progressives, he said. I would not have ever put this bill forward if I didn't think that the people in my district wouldn't be receptive. Pastors, young parents, old parents, they all tell me the same thing. If you want to do this, wait until you're 18. He's right. What is the problem with that? I mean, some of you say, well, then the kid suffers for 10 years. No. No. Get them help. Get them in front of a psychiatrist. Get them in front of a counselor. Get them in front of somebody that will help them. Not everyone at McKnight's party feels the same way. His decision to introduce legislation, which now is 23 Republicans co-sponsoring it, caused an immediate uproar among Democrats. After the bill was introduced, leaders of the South Carolina Democrat Party approved a resolution saying that the party condemns this outrageous bill and its Democratic supporters. See? They go for the throat. In the strongest possible terms, the resolution reportedly received unanimous approval from the executive committee, which consists of two representatives from each of the state's 46 counties. And that was just the beginning. Now, AP has reported since then former and current members of the party have taken to social media to attack McKnight, suggesting that the lawmaker be censured. See how they do this? See, I just look at her and smile at them. Censure away. I don't care. No, I mean that. I don't care what party does it or who does it or how it's done. See, we're supposed to be doing the will of the people, not the will of the party. That's where these guys get lost when they get in there. They're so power hungry. They're so worried about what committee they get on or don't get on. They'll do what the party tells them to do. No, you do what the people want. You do what the majority of your people want. If he's holding town halls, all right, and the majority of the people in these town halls are telling him this is what they want, then what he or she needs to do is say, well, this is a representative government. I represent those people. This is what they want. I don't care if you don't want it, a caucus. You want to shoot it down, then you shoot it down. See, that's the thing I don't understand. Why do all of this? Just vote it down. They don't want to have to. That's why. They don't want people to know where they stand. And even if they vote it down, I guarantee you very few of them will actually give a speech as to why. He goes on to say, this bill isn't anti-trans. You know, I don't know. I guess I'll have to get the numbers for you again. The alarming part about this is that so many girls, the number's like 7-1 on the trans thing, who want to be boys, who believe themselves to be boys. Now, when I was a kid, we called most of them tomboys, right? My youngest daughter was like that. She could fight along with the best boy. She could fight along with her brother. She had to hold her own. But she's very much a woman. And she likes being a girl. You know, like I said, he says, the bill is an anti-trans. He said, I just don't think to make a sex change during teen years is something someone should do. You know, he missed it here. It's not just the teen years. No, really, it's not. This starts at 6, 7, 8 years old. Look it up. I'm not lying. Joe Mazzini, your host. Hey, God bless. Thanks for being with me. I really appreciate the time you're spending with me. Whether it's on the air, sending me notes, doing whatever. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us. I am Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.